Alrighty, welcome back to the program, Gesundheit with Jacobus, and that means that I'm in the seat. Jacobus Hollewein, it's good to be with you. We are talking to you today on July 13, 2019. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you. Finally, we have like a stretch of days where the temperature goes up in the 80s. And of course, we have rainstorms at night, which is kind of nice. I mean, we need the moisture. Dr. Peter Sikorski, Pete Sikorski is with me in the studio today. So here we are.
Yes, we are. Good morning.
Dr. Pete is with me, and we started talking earlier. We have a caller patiently waiting already during the break. Good morning, caller. What is your name, please, and how can we help you?
Hi, Jacobus. Hi, Dr. Pete. This is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
I'm just calling to tell people Dr. Pete is kind of a rare breed. He has common sense, wisdom, calm. I've gone to him about on Eastman about 4 years. He was instrumental in my mother living to be past 101.
Wow.
I know who this is.
Hey, yeah,
hey, I hope my kids are listening to this.
I just can't say enough good about him. He's just, and the energy when you walk in his office, you hit on this, Jacobus.
Yeah.
It is full of calm, confidence. There's no greed there. It's just, he's a rare breed.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Say enough good about him. Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much, Betty. All the best to you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. You know, I didn't know that people were going to call in and give you compliments, but you really deserve them. Because it really is. There is something special about your clinic.
Oh, yeah. And I told these people to do this.
Oh, good. So the next visit is free. Did you hear it, Clint and Betty? Well, it's really neat. And I know I have somebody working at the store who comes to you on a regular basis and when she needs any help. And so I think that Betty is right when she says you're a rare breed. Because people get – there is always this hope when you go to a doctor – you hope to get the best treatment. In your case, you are giving your best to understand the person. And I think a big difference is indeed the time. As Clint mentioned, 200 patients in a day between seven physicians. That's a lot of patients that you have to see. It's very difficult to even remember at the end of the shift who you saw at 8 o'clock or at 8:30. It's just difficult because you saw so many people, you forget. And so to make that personal contact, you know when people walk in, you know who they are, and you remember. And like I said, you have a good staff. It helps you. And I highly recommend, folks, if you have something urgent care, something that bothers you, you just want to find out, go check them out at East Main Medical Clinic. If you want to know, you want to call them first, you can do so, as of course. That is very easy. It's 587-3788, 587-3788. They're located way on East Main Street. I always say the car wash because people say, oh, I know where the car wash is.
Right. We're just up the hill from Lindley Park on the right-hand side. But the buggy bath car wash is kind of the landmark there. But many people kind of remember the building that I am is – all the old diners that used to be in town.
There was a
East Side Diner.
Persnickety used to be there.
Persnickety's was in
Funny
there.
Funny thing is, on your website, it still has the Persnickety logo next to your logo.
Yeah, old Doug had to pull out of that space. But I'm glad he did because we were able to expand into his.
Yes.
And it's made it a lot more nice.
Now,
and I just wanted to touch on one thing. The primary care docs here in town, I mean, they've got their hands full. Primary care, family practice, internal medicine, whether you like to hear it or not, I mean, it's a volume-driven business. I mean, there's not a large amount of profit that is made by a doctor per patient visit, in primary care. Because cognitive medicine, meaning medicine that is done by the doctor, examining and using his brain power, is not reimbursed as well as procedural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a procedure on somebody, a colonoscopy, or you're doing some surgical procedure. That's where the money in medicine is being spent.
Yeah.
So those of us who are doing cognitive medicine, using our medical knowledge to diagnose and treat, I mean, the reimbursements aren't high. So in order for doctors to, cover their overhead and pay themselves, they've got to see a lot of patients. And of course, then, you know, from the patient standpoint is, you know, you don't want to feel like, you know, you're just being herded through or you're just another number.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, am I a throwback? I don't know. I think all of us, you know, doctors do a pretty darn good job. You know, we try to staff it to where you're not going to be rushed through. I mean, there are days in urgent care where you never know who's coming through the door, how many, you know, five people can walk through the door a matter of, once or, you know, in a matter of a few minutes, and then you can be dead for 2 hours. So, you know, we try to staff it to where we've got time to spend time with our patients, listen to them. You know, we might not know what's going on right off the bat, but we're going to try to figure it out. And if we can't figure it out, you know, right there on the spot, obviously, if it's not too acute, we're going to do the research and we're going to find out for our patients. But
is it always walk-in or are people setting up appointments as well?
Well, we do a lot of physicals, and we try to get those. We'll still take them on a walk-in basis, but we try to have people who are coming in for physicals to come in when we're doubly staffed, and primarily Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is when we do a lot of physicals.
Yes.
In regards to physicals, I mean, we do wellness exams for people who, you know, just either don't have a doctor or can't get into their doctor. We do a lot of DOT physicals, sports physicals, travel physicals, mixed in with our walk-in urgent care. And when I say urgent care, you know, I can't call myself East Main Medical Clinic in urgent care because technically I don't have on-site x-ray.
Okay.
Although we do have a deal set up with Bridger Orthopedics for x-rays where if somebody comes in with an orthopedic problem and I need to get an x-ray, I just write them a script. They go right up around the corner to Bridger Ortho East across from the hospital with a script. They walk in, the x-ray's done, and I'm able to look at it on the computer. Mm-hmm. They don't need to see an orthopedist or, you know,
to interpret it.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround, usually 20 minutes. We can have them up there and back at the office looking at the x-ray.
But, that's amazing. That's what happened to me.
So, and I don't have a full lab there either, although, you know, we either use the hospital lab or an independent lab here in town for blood work. So, you know, I would say if anybody's having chest pain and they're thinking they're having a heart attack, don't come to East Main Medical Clinic. You go right up to the emergency room.
Right.
We try to, you know, work up as much as we can, but we're not a full-blown urgent care. So sometimes if it's a little bit more serious, you know, you think it's a severe abdominal issue, the possibility of it being a heart attack, chest pain, you know, don't mess around. And in this day and age, I wouldn't even go to urgent care. I would just go up to the emergency room if you really feel that, you know, it's a serious problem. Mm-hmm. But flip side is, I mean, hell, we've had people come in and, you know, having a heart attack right in my office.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember the first day, Alex, my medical assistant, her first day on the job, young, healthy guy that I know in town, big time weightlifter, you know, the picture of good health, you know, came in just not feeling well. And, you know, kind of Alex clued me in as, you know, his heart was sounding a little bit irregular, you know, just kind of coming in with vague complaints of, I just don't feel well, you know, a little bit fatigued, you know, no chest pain, no shortness of breath.
Hmm.
Sure enough, you know, your heart doesn't sound right. Getting EKGs, having an acute MI right there. You know, we
doing the EKG.
Well,
and you have that. You have that equipment.
Yeah, we can do EKG.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, hell, we basically got him squatted up and into the cath lab within 5 minutes and
saved his life, probably.
Yeah, well, and, you know, kudos to Alex for, you know, picking up. You know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes you just, you know, don't have a staff member that is, you know, attuned to what's going on with the patient. So,
yes.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Kudos to the staff that I have. I mean, we're pretty darn good down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. 522-8255, 522-TALK. If you have any need for Dr. Sikorsky's help at East Maine Medical, go to eastmainemedical.com. Just check out their website, read more about them, read about the services that they have. We're going to discuss them during the program. Or give them a call at 587-3788, 587-3788. They're open today from 8 to 3, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they're participating with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Allegiance, Cigna, United Healthcare, Montana Health Co-op, many plans through First Choice Health Network. And you can always contact them to find out if your insurance company works with them, and they accept all credit cards. So, and health savings accounts.
Let me add one thing to that. Unfortunately,
I haven't updated my website.
We don't participate with Medicare or Medicaid plans, and that's because I do not have electronic health records down there. That's mandated by the government to have if you're going to participate in their health plan. I'm sorry about that for a lot of people, but the flip side is it allows me to keep my costs at a much lower rate.
Does it really make such a difference?
Oh yeah, I mean, really? Electronic health records are expensive. Huh. I mean, install them, institute them, use them, keep them updated, all the HIPAA compliance that comes along with them, it adds significant cost.
It would be a software program that you would have to purchase in order to do that.
Yeah. Huh. And in my opinion, it certainly slows the flow down in a walk-in urgent care setting.
That's true, too. Yeah, you would have to hire an extra person in the office.
Yeah.
So I see that. Yeah.
But there are, you know, four other walk-in places here in town that do accept it.
So is that right? Okay.
Patients definitely have options.
Mm-hmm. And that was a question that somebody at the store asked me. They said, so how does it work indeed when you are not part of Bozeman Deaconess Health Group? Do you still have privileges in the hospital? I do know today Dr. Kurt Kurtz is retiring in Belgrade. He is loved by many, including myself, for everything that he has done for people, and he's going to have a goodbye party today. I hope I can make it. But he was one who was told by the hospital he doesn't have the privileges to send people over or to, however that works. I don't know. Maybe you can explain to me or to us, what does it mean if you have hospital privileges? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, for most primary care, back in the good old days, if you will, when doctors actually, you know, took care of their patients in the hospital, you know, somebody comes to your office and you feel like, uh-oh, something's going on here. We got to get you into the hospital. You need, you know, let's say you need IV antibiotics or some other hospital procedure. Doctors could directly admit into the hospital. So having admitting privileges into the hospital means that, you know, typically you're on staff and you have been granted admitting privileges into the hospital. Most doctors, primary care doctors nowadays, don't even follow their patients in the hospital anymore because they have a new specialty called hospitalists. Doctors who more or less all they do is take care of inpatients. And, you know, that's not a bad thing because, you know, inpatient hospital medicine is, you know, complicated. Typically, anybody who's in the hospital is, you know, more in an acute situation. And, you know, a lot of times to get people in and out of the hospital, you want somebody who really knows how to manage, you know, either multiple disease processes or something more serious in the most efficient manner.
Okay.
Staying in the hospital is expensive. I mean, it's not like it used to be.
No.
So most, you know, typically urgent care walk-in patients, if we feel that, look, this is serious, you need to be in the hospital, usually it's going to be through the emergency room that they will, you know, get the next step in evaluation and possibly admission into the hospital if it's, you know, thought necessary.
Yeah.
There have been times that in the past when we were at Urgent Care, Bozeman Urgent Care, prior to it being owned by the hospital.
Yes.
You know, there were a few times that we did direct admits through the hospital service, the hospitalists, if you will, that were would agree based on the workup we did that they felt that, we can go ahead and just do the direct admit. But, you know, most of the time, if we've got somebody that is that we feel that, look, this is serious, we're either going to call their doctor.
You bet.
If they have one.
Or the primary physician. Right. Right.
And usually they're pretty good about, okay, yes, send them on over. We'll take a look at them in the office and then do the admission if need be. Or, I mean, if I really feel somebody's serious and they need, you know, look, you need IVs right now. You need more of a workup than we can do here at East Main Medical.
Yeah.
We're going to send them up through the emergency room, and typically we'll call up there, talk to the ER doc, and let them know what's coming up, and they're very appreciative.
Okay. So that's really very easy working together, and it's and it should be that way.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but, you know, I asked you, too, why did you decide not to work with the hospital? Why did you decide to go by yourself? You used the word competition. But at the same time, I think that you kind of say this is sometimes people want a choice. They feel, I don't want to go up there. I haven't had great experiences or whatever. They say, I just want to try something else. Like you said, you have different car dealerships. You have different types of cars people want to drive. It should be the same with doctors. You should be able to say, I really want to go over there and be treated or be helped. And that's kind of how you explained it. Is that correct? Or was there another, is that, how would you explain it? If somebody's asking you, why you're not part of the Bozeman Deaconess Health Group?
Well, let's see, how do you say this politically correct here? I have nothing against
you're
the hot. I have
the wrong station. This is all politics on this station.
Is that what we're going to talk about today? Politics and religion?
No.
We need the hospital, you know? There's just no doubt about it. We need the hospital. Yeah. But my take on it is the hospital should not own everything in town. That's just not good. Mm-hmm. We don't allow monopolies in a lot of industries. I mean, there's laws against that.
Yeah.
We don't want one phone company. You know, we don't want one guy selling cars in Bozeman. And, you know, personally, I welcome that Billings Clinic is coming into town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's competition. It tends to drive quality up and prices down. And that's what patients want. I mean, well, nowadays, especially in my line of work, I mean, yes, they're patients, but primarily they're consumers. People have a choice. They don't like East Main Medical. They've got the old urgent care I came from. They've got Bridger Ortho Urgent Care. They got the Zip Clinic. It's good to have those choices. And I would say that, you know, I would rather operate in a system where people have those choice and they're coming to me because they feel that I give the best service and have the best price.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I mean, I want that for myself in, you know, whereas when I'm a consumer, you know, I want to have those choices.
I have to say, though, that when it comes to doctors, most people, when you go somewhere, they say, who is your primary care physician? So people already have a connection with a doctor. Very few times do I hear from customers who come to the store that they literally have told me over the years, I fired my doctor, I went somewhere else. Majority of people are with a doctor, and they just that's just a doctor, and they go if they like him or her or not. They stay with it. They may have to go to a specialist, and that may be the only specialist in town, so they stay with them. If they like them or not, doesn't matter. They just stay with them. So I do understand what you're saying, and in that aspect, you have the institution of the hospital that has so many different physicians. If people come to you, I would consider that more like a shop. You know, you don't like the service in the store. You don't like what is being offered. You just go shop somewhere else. With the hospital, I have a feeling that people, once they're in, it's very, most people will just stay in. They're not going out. They're not saying, well, I'm going to shop around for another doctor. They pretty much stay with it. And that is the, is that a good thing or not? For some people, that's what they like. There are very few people who decide to change doctors.
Well, I think most people have a faith in their doctor. I mean, I think most, would say the doctors here in town do a good job and they do the best that they can.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're always going to have personality conflicts.
Yeah.
I don't like his bedside manner. Well, you don't have to stay with him or her.
Yeah.
People have a choice. You know, the problem is once you're in a bigger system where, you know, they're all employed by the same, well, the hospital, can you switch from doctor to doctor? They might not allow that. I don't know. There are still independent family practice groups here in town that are not owned by the hospital. You know, so if somebody's, you know, up with one doctor and doesn't like it, they can always switch to somebody else. And I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, but case in point, I remember a gentleman and he has been going to his doctor for like 40 years and for 20, 25 years or so. And, but he was just not getting any better. He would come to me and say, what can you do for this? And said, what did your doctor say? And he says, well, you know, I just don't seem to get anywhere. I said, well, why don't you find another doctor? And he said, well, you know, he's become my friend and we play golf together and he's my physician. And I said, well, why don't you keep him as a golf buddy, but just find another doctor? If that's important, in my opinion. But for him, it was we know him, been family practitioner. He's taking care of myself and other people I know, and so we stick with him. But you're not seeing any change. And I say, you need to find somebody who can just give you a different point of view and move on into a different direction, because there are all kinds of directions when it comes to health. Health is very complicated.
Yeah,
it is very complicated. And there are so many connection points, you know, between physical ailments that are related to stress, to an accident, a long-term trauma. We need to understand, we need to have physicians like yourself. I mean, the compliments you're getting from the callers is pretty much that they say you actually listen, and Matt listens, your physician assistant, he listens. And that is what people are asking for. So they literally say, you know, I want somebody to hear what I say, get it, not just try to run through the protocols and just give me something, because sometimes it's not what you, that you do, you don't need a product or a pill. You just need to have somebody who you can talk to and to get it off your chest and to move on from there and get some tips. But anyway, we have an hour done. We have 2 hours to go. Dr. Peter Sikorski from East Main Medical Clinic. We are going to be on till 11 o'clock, as I just mentioned to you. So please stay put with us. There is a lot more where we're coming from. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the services they provide with more details. So I appreciate you all tuning in today. It is Saturday, July 13. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Integrative Medicine, the future of healthcare. Every Saturday morning, right here from 8 to 11 a.m.